as we prepare to go to God in prayer, are there those prayer requests, concerns, or joys which you would like to have lifted up? Yes.
I'd like to ask a prayer for my mother who's in the hospital.
Are there others? Yes, Charlie.
Yes, we need to remember here in Calvary in this town.
Linda has completed 2 weeks of radiation. She has 4 more to go. She's going to go to see her brother this weekend.
And she's been able to go to work every day, I understand. She is just doing amazingly well. Yes.
Various people that are traveling. His great parents are still on the way back to Pennsylvania. My parents are traveling this week. Also, I have a cousin who's the same age as me that is going to go to heart surgery on his hand. Her name is Laura. She's going to replace a valve in the heart.
It's Monday. Yes. Let us then prepare our hearts and minds to go to God in prayer. Lord, you really truly have done great things for us. Too numerous to count. Too unbelievable. Sometimes to even give you credit for. We look for them to be coincidences or other explanations. And yet, Lord, we know that you have such care for us, such love for us, that daily, you know our every thought, our every movement, our every want, our every concern. And Lord, we are just so thankful that you are so ready and so willing to allow us to bring all of those concerns to you, and that you listen and care and understand about each and every one. We have so much to be thankful for, and that Linda has 2 weeks down and 4 to go. We have so much to be thankful for, and how well that Thelma is doing. We have so much to be thankful for, and just the beautiful weather that you have given us. We have so much to be thankful for in all the traveling that we are able to do to go and see those whom we love and to share in their lives, their joys and their concerns. But Lord, there are many things on our hearts that we trust to you. We trust to you what's going on in the Calloway family with Aaron. We know that you are there and present, and that we hope that you will give them the support that they need. We trust to you, Laura, and all that she is going through in looking towards open heart surgery at such a young age. We ask that you will do great and wonderful things in her life, to the doctors, to her family, to her friends, that would bring healing, vitality, and hope. Lord, we would also ask that you would be with Lon's mother, and with Phil's father, Lord, we know that you hear our prayers, and so we share these things with confidence as we pray the prayer you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.